here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 27th of January, 2011, the birthday of Mozart, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, born in Salzburg, Austria, in 1756, devoted his life to music, a child prodigy. By the time he was five, he could perform difficult pieces on the piano and the violin. Made a name for himself as a composer while he was still in his teens, and went on to write some of the most elegant operas of all time, The Marriage of Figaro, Don Giovanni, and The Magic Flute, even as he loved to write bawdy letters to his friends, and died at the age of 35 in the midst of composing his Requiem. It's the birthday of Lewis Carroll, born Charles Lutwidge Dodgson in Cheshire, England, 1832, best known as the author of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, in which he created the Mad Hatter and the March Hare and the White Rabbit. He was also a gifted mathematician and a photographer. His photographs of children still considered remarkable to this day. Lewis Carroll always felt at ease around children. It was said that his stammer would disappear while he talked with children. Lewis Carroll said, "If only I could manage without annoyance to my family to get imprisoned for 10 years without hard labor and with the use of books and writing materials, it would be simply delightful." And it was on this day in 1918, Catherine Mansfield wrote to John Middleton Murray, whom she would later marry, "It is 8:10. I must tell you how much I love you at 8:10 on a Sunday evening. My love for you tonight is so deep and tender that it seems to be outside myself. I am fast shut up like a little lake in the embrace of some big mountains. If you were to climb up the mountains, you would see me down below, deep and shining. You might drop your heart into me, and you'd never hear it touch bottom." Here's a poem for today by Deborah Albury, entitled Produce. "No mountains or ocean, but we had orchards in northwestern Ohio, roadside stands telling what time of summer, strawberries, corn, apples, and festivals to parade the crops, a cherry queen, a sauerkraut dance. Somebody would block off a street in town, put up beer tents and a tilt-a-whirl. Our first jobs were picking berries. We'd ride out early in the back of a pickup, kids my age and migrants and old men we called bums in sour flannel shirts, smash-stained with blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. Every fall we'd see them stumbling along the tracks, leaving town. Vacation land, the signs said, from here to Lake Erie. When relatives drove up, we took them to see the Blue Hole, a fenced-in bottomless pit of water we paid to toss pennies into, or prehistoric forest where, issued machine guns, we rode a toy train among life-sized replicas of Brontosaurus and Triceratops. In winter, the bean field behind our house would freeze over, and I would skate across it alone, late evenings, sometimes tripping over stubble frozen above the ice. In spring, the fields turned up arrowheads, bones, those slow plowing glaciers left it clean and flat here, scraping away or pushing underground what was before them." A poem titled Produce by Deborah Albury, from Walking Distance, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.